Hey everybody, NFT fans, welcome back to the NFT podcast. I'm your host Eugene, aka Crypto MC. You know, I love to talk to ladies, and I'm so happy today because I am having a lady. She's Anna Tutova, the CEO of Coinstelegram, the media you absolutely love in crypto industry. So Anna, thanks for joining me today.
Hello again, and hello everybody. It's nice to be here today on your podcast, and thanks for invitation.
You know, I love to start with a personal story of the speaker. And the first question came to you, how did you get into the blockchain space?
Yeah, so basically I knew out about Bitcoin and crypto from my groupmate in early 2017. And actually in in conversation, he mentioned Bitcoin after I started Googling what's that. And I got interested, and actually I've been always interested in financial markets. And I thought before about trading on Forex markets or stock markets, but in reality, I just traded stocks for others, not for myself. And then I wanted to invest into crypto. And unfortunately, I told about that to my parents. They started shouting at me, you know, like older people are usually conservative and not really keen on new technologies. So unfortunately, I didn't invest into Bitcoin at the time when it costed just $2,000. I invested into it later. Just I read time from time some news in this industry, and maybe in half a year later, some guys I knew started working with ICO project, and they invited me for the interview. And then, since I already had some basic knowledge, we started working together. It was October 2017, and from that time, I started as well researching what was more the market, what the exchanges were at the time, what were the options to buy crypto. And actually, I'm from Ukraine, so of course the best exchanges are like Binance or Bitfinex or some others. And the tricks with those ones was that, like, you need to onboard your fiat somehow. And there are limitations in Ukraine for the send of SWIFT transfers, just like maximum $500 per day. And there are very high fees, like you need to pay $15 each time, plus like 3% commission. So that was not a good option. But eventually I found out some Ukrainian exchanges and started buying my first crypto from that time, and really getting involved seriously into this industry.
Awesome, awesome. The great practice, practical experience. You know, when I'm talking to the media, crypto media founders here, I always ask, is it hard to run a crypto media due to competition and so on and so forth?
Somehow, yeah, it's hard because when there are already some big players, and you need to gain your market niche as well. But currently, the media market is not our main business. So we have different directions. We have as well a fund. News media just like additional thing, just for our branding, getting news from the companies, covering some other activities, what's happening on the market as well. We have our own YouTube channel, and we do as well some interviews with the founders of the companies. And as well as a media, we work with other media too. So we have our own PR agency, and we help companies and executives with publications in both media, from traditional side like business, tech media, and as well crypto media. So like Forbes, Entrepreneur, Cointelegraph. So basically all this media are our partners and friends.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, our main goal today is to explore what's going on in the NFT realm, to get your opinion. So let me first start, how did you get your first exposure in your life with NFTs? And how do you explain, simply for non-crypto person, exactly, what is an NFT?
So the first time I heard about NFTs was like 2017, it seems, with the boom of those CryptoKitties. And at that time, it was probably the only one NFT on the market, and I heard from my friends, so like we breed in some kitties, and that's it. But I didn't really get involved into that. And later, the market, the whole crypto market went down. So there was no hype of NFTs anymore. And last year, I guess from the summer, we see again the boom of these NFT markets and application in different industries. And basically, NFT is like, if to say, is non-fungible token. So this is a unique digital asset which is not interchangeable. Basically, it's like a unique collectible thing. And in case of Bitcoin, Ethereum, or some other cryptocurrencies which are traded on exchanges, you can exchange like certain amount of one Bitcoin into other one Bitcoin, and they're equal. In case of NFTs, it's the alternative of digital implementation of some real artwork or some music or etc., and their ownership rights are recorded on blockchain.
Great. You've mentioned the word hype, and I'm taking this word, and I want to ask you, do you have any thoughts why did we face NFT hype in digital art space in 2020, 2021, and was it similar or maybe deeper comparing to the ICO hype in 2017?
I can compare somehow the hype of ICOs in 2017 with the hype of DeFi projects currently from the last year as well, when everybody even not related to DeFi calls their projects DeFi. With NFTs, it's like just as addition, and with the overall market growth, we saw the growth of popularity on NFT markets too. And basically some it's I guess the biggest use case is in gaming, and it was as well before. And the general growth of NFTs was accelerated by the situation with pandemic, and that everybody was closed at home, and so there are a lot of people started building some things in crypto, and as well it's some kind of good alternative of digital ownership where you can sit just home and do trading of all these collectibles.
Yeah, regarding gaming, a couple of days ago you interviewed Jeffrey Zerlin, the co-founder of Axie Infinity, perhaps the most renowned case in a play-to-earn model of blockchain gaming. How do you explain, and of course, NFTs as a tool are widely being utilized in blockchain gaming. How do you explain why NFTs are so popular in blockchain gaming, and especially in the metaverse, since it's another part of the story?
So basically, gaming was always a big industry, and it's a good niche to build a big community, and it attracts a lot of people, and a lot of use cases with this play to earn games. And basically, the same in connection with COVID, a lot of people just lost their jobs. So there are a lot of people in emerging markets, and they started playing these games just to have an additional source of income. Or there are as well some funny cases when people just left their normal jobs just to play full time these games and to earn on them. Or like some crazy stories when the biggest audience of these games are as well kids. And basically, it's crazy, like some 12 years old became just millionaires from the gaming, and they did it just for fun. Like just for example, today Elliot Trade and his program mentioned a 12-year-old boy who started playing Axie Infinity game just last year, maybe in December 2020, when it was not that much popular, and it was more affordable to start playing it. So basically, the price for access was much lower. So he gained this SLP tokens and Axie tokens, and they just started like from 0.76 cents, or like less than a dollar. And then he sold a lot of them like $20 or $40. So you can realize which returns those ones. And basically gaming is very fun, and it attracts not people who are really involved into blockchain or crypto. These are just people who like playing games, and that's it. And there are a lot of them. And the same, like I talked with Jeff, and he told that he was not really interested much in blockchain or crypto. He didn't care about that. The thing that he really cared about was gaming. That's what excited him.
Yeah, a fascinating story. The NFT segment is quite young, regardless of CryptoKitties. How do you see, like all the young things, it's not ideal. How do you see the main problems, challenges, pains, or even diseases of very young NFT segment and NFT market participants right now?
Basically, I think that the market is overflooded with these NFTs, and some people try to create their own NFTs. And one of the problem is that most of NFTs are created on Ethereum blockchain, and it's not that cheap to create your NFT. When you create your NFT, you need to pay each time gas fee. I as well made my own NFT too, just for fun. I didn't have any expectations to sell it. And I created it on OpenSea platform, and I paid around $120 just for the gas fees. This is one of the biggest problem with this gas fees and creation. And like we see now just thousands of these NFTs on marketplaces. But basically, if you are no name and you don't market like to your close circle or somebody, nobody will buy it. So like another option to market your NFT, just to create some FOMO around it, and so you need just to resell it yourself a few times, like for a few thousand dollars or for millions. But this may be as well a tricky scene for other buyers, because this is a history of NFT, and they believe, oh, like there is a real interest in that NFT, maybe I should buy it. And they bought it at a very high price, but in reality there is no interest on the market in that NFT. Another problem with NFTs is that anybody can create an NFT and claim that they have intellectual property rights for it. And there were a lot of stories when some artists' work were just posted as created as NFTs and sold as NFTs by people who were not really authors of those NFTs. And so they needed the real authors, artists needed to claim their ownership rights. But in reality, like, to whom to claim? The whole internet space, the whole blockchain space is anonymous, and you don't have anybody to go to and claim your author rights or something. One more problem is probably with the interoperability and with the payouts of royalties. So basically, when you create your NFT, you can program that each time your NFT is resold on the market, you will receive some royalties, like for example 2% or 10% from each sale. And if that NFT will be, in most cases, if that NFT will be sold on other platform, you won't be able to get your royalties. So for example, if you created your NFT on OpenSea, it was sold on OpenSea, but later it will be sold on Rarible, you won't be able to get your royalties from it. As well, another problem probably is the hacking of the whole crypto space. And just last week we saw like three big hack cases, and the same, there were the stories when the wallets of the users were hacked and their NFTs were stolen.
Yeah, very detailed answer. Thank you for such a deep yes. I would love you to ask you about the legal issues. How do you see the legal issues which have arisen with the growth of NFT segment and seem need to be solved? And specifically, do you think that maybe governments are tending to create the specific regulatory framework for NFTs apart from the other classes of the virtual assets?
From the legal side, I think we are still early. So basically, this is market regulated by generally, but by general rules, which regulates digital assets market and crypto assets market as a whole. But with NFTs, we saw such a growth just 1 year ago. The governments are not ready with specific regulations for the NFTs, and basically we can use analogy of law, analogy of legislation. And we should go from the rules how each country, each jurisdiction regulates crypto assets. And one more thing is there are some concerns basically NFTs can be fractionalized. So when one NFT costs like a very huge sum, you can just split this NFT and fractionalize and give the ownership rights to the few people. And the research concerns that these fractionalized NFTs, so basically FNFTs, can be considered as securities. And as well, there are no use cases for it. There are some concerns from the side of US CSC commissioners that this can be regulated as securities. But it's still too early. And another thing, it's maybe some AML concerns that these NFTs can be used as a mean for financing of some terrorism activities, etc.
Well, speaking
because
about
it's all digital and nobody can really track it.
Definitely agree. Speaking about the tools of creating and turnover of NFT, are you personally satisfied with the current technical infrastructure for NFTs? I mean, blockchains, wallet, marketplaces, and so on and so forth.
Basically, I think that the infrastructure is okay despite the scene of the high fees for the creation of these NFTs and resale of these NFTs. And we see some market leaders for these NFT marketplaces like OpenSea, Nifty, Rarible, some other marketplaces. And we see as well a lot of projects which as well trying to launch their marketplaces. But most of these projects I see like they are all the same. They don't really create something new. Maybe it will be useful to create some interoperability features for these marketplaces. So as I mentioned, that there is problem that you can get royalties if your NFT will be resold on other platform. So for the feature of such features, interoperability will be interesting, and as well some new NFT platforms try to launch lending platforms for NFTs, so to allow collateralization for the NFTs. In this I see quite big future.
Well, going beyond the digital art and gaming and NFT use cases there, how do you see the possible use cases of NFT in other realms in the future? What purposes they will likely be used for?
We saw as well NFTs used in music industry, in video industry, and as well there were some cases when real estate was sold as NFT, and I guess the first case was maybe like half a year ago, or even like last year, the house in San Francisco was sold as NFT. And actually, it's quite interesting so that we can use NFT just maybe like as alternative to a notary stamp or something, and transfer of the ownership rights from one person to another. But with this thing and with transferability of the ownership rights, it's much depends on the future regulations of the governments and on the relation of the governments to these NFTs and how can it how it can be applied. One more thing, NFTs can be used in supply chain when, for example, some luxury for luxury items, so like for some collectibles, for example, there are some wine collectors, some other expensive thing. So basically, they can be put a special QR code on the scenes and an NFT made from it, so you can track the source of origination of the things.
Yeah, all the world consists of mostly of unique objects, so we will likely see the world of NFTs, which of them will be representing every unique object possibly. Is that correct to say that NFTs have become the driver or factor of so-called and so expecting mass adoption of crypto?
Yeah, I think that it accelerated much the growth of crypto adoption, especially with the case of Axie Infinity and generally with gaming, that a lot of people were involved into the industry outside of crypto. So basically, they were not interested in crypto at all, but they were interested in playing games, so even earning by playing these games. And these games attracted those new buyers to the industry. As well, we see a lot of mainstream media now cover NFT topics, and so they cover them even much more than like DeFi or something else, because a lot of celebrities support these NFTs, like sport athletes and etc. And the fans of these popular people as well know out about the industry, about both crypto industry and NFTs.
Great. I see you're extremely educated, practically and theoretically, lady in the crypto space due to work. So what is better to see, to ask you to hear your recommendations? What the first baby steps would you suggest towards NFT for newcomers who didn't have an experience in this realm?
So the first question should be like, why do you want to do anything related to NFT? And do you expect any earning from it? So you want just to buy some NFTs for fun? And you should understand that it's a very nascent scene, very nascent market. And you can buy an expensive NFT, and then maybe in a few years it's won't worth anything. So if you want really to get involved into NFTs, it should go somehow from your heart, from your interest, what exactly you want. And gaming is not that a bad thing if you're interested in it. So you can get and earn in the game some collectible items and maybe as well keep them, and maybe it will bring you good profits. Another thing is related probably to art, and if you want to invest into NFTs and you expect some big returns, from my side, I would recommend probably just to invest into NFTs which are really interesting for you. Maybe you would like just to support this or that artist. So if that NFT won't go up in the price, or just won't worth anything later, you wouldn't be so much upset, because you would think that you just supported your favorite artist or something. And just to try, it's possible to buy some cheaper NFTs. A lot of them are sold just like for few tens dollars or something. And I guess from the side of artworks, the most popular NFTs are some memes, so some like funny animals, punks, etc. So if you want to play a bit, so you can buy them like for $50, maybe just in a week to sell that at $500 or something. Or if you don't want really to get into NFTs deeply, but you want to earn on this market, the safest thing is just to invest into some utility tokens of these NFT marketplaces or NFT games or something. Like for example, we saw the huge growth of such tokens as Axie Infinity, of Flow Dapp Labs, Rarible, Chili's, and a lot of others.
Great. You are a super informed person in the industry. I love to talk to you. And let's finish our talk with your visionary. How do you see the future of NFT world, NFT segment, let's say, 3 upcoming years?
It's really hard to say about the future of this industry because these are just very early stages and just like 3 years ago, there were only CryptoKitties and nothing else. And this year, we saw just a bunch of different use cases, artworks, music, videos, real estate as well. Like Jack Dorsey sold his tweet as NFT, and it's really crazy domains sold as NFTs. As for now, for me, it's much gambling thing. And of course, we see such a big growth as well because of the growth on the crypto market. And the future of NFTs will depend on the interest on crypto market overall. And the market is cyclic, as you know, and when Bitcoin will go down, the interest of in NFTs as well will probably go down. And a lot of NFTs which currently exist probably won't, like they will still exist, but they won't be popular anymore in a few years. And who knows, some NFTs maybe will cost just like billions. Like the most expensive NFT was bought by Matt Cohen of Beeple artwork for $69 million. And who knows, maybe in a few years that NFT will be sold for billions or something.
Great, Anna. What is the best way to follow you on the internet besides reading Coin's Telegram articles, and where to meet you? I know you like to travel a lot. You visit a lot of events in the entire world. What upcoming events maybe you are going and planning to speak in Ukraine or maybe abroad?
So you can find me on social media, on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter as Anna Tutova. And as for the events, I plan to attend a lot of conferences this year. Just in around 1.5 weeks, I will go to Switzerland for CBVC Labs conference. Later, I plan to be quite a lot in Dubai. And by the way, NFT space is quite developed there. There are some interesting NFT artists, and there will be a lot of conferences, and as well other parts of the world opening up, so it will be possible to travel there. There will be some conferences in London too, so I will spend quite a lot of time in London and Dubai.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Anna. It has been a very fascinating, super educational, super informative talk, like it should have been with a media person, the CEO of Crypto Media. Ladies and gentlemen, you were watching the Nifty podcast. It is supported by the Nifty Protocol. Please like, share, comment, subscribe on the channel. And please don't forget to hit the bell button. We are publishing daily. That's our velocity. And Anna Tutova, the CEO of Coins Telegram. And Eugene, aka Crypto MC, we're with you. Thank you for listening and see you in the next episodes of the Nifty podcast. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.